This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Facing a challenge from his own party, Republican Kevin McCarthy failed to remain Speaker by a vote of 216 to 210.
For the first time ever, the leader of the U.S. House of Representatives has been removed from power.
Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Republican Representative Matt Gaetz forced a vote on removing McCarthy, expressing frustration at McCarthy's leadership after he failed to pass a government funding bill last week with conservative spending priorities. U.S. lawmakers will hold elections next week for a new Speaker of the House, the person who is second in the presidential line of succession. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
At least 21 people died Tuesday and 18 injured after a bus carrying tourists to a campground crashed off an overpass near Venice in northern Italy and caught fire. Ryan Brooks with Reuters.
Local authorities confirmed five of the victims were Ukrainian and one was German. The bus was also carrying passengers from France and Croatia, according to Italian news agency ANSA. The tourist bus veered off the road and fell off an overpass in the district of Mestre, which is connected to Venice by bridge, before crashing into electricity lines near railway tracks, where it caught fire around 7:45 p.m. local time. At least a dozen more people are injured, several of them in critical condition, according to Venice officials.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks. An official says India has told Canada to remove 41 of its 62 diplomats in the country, wrapping up a confrontation over Canadian accusations that India may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in suburban Vancouver. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said that there was credible allegation. This is VOA News. Russia says its air defenses shot down more than 30 Ukrainian drones in a nighttime attack on border regions. Details from AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
It appears to be Kyiv's largest single cross-border drone assault reported by Moscow since it launched its invasion 20 months ago. The Russian Defense Ministry hasn't provided any evidence for its claims, nor any details about whether there were any damage or casualties. It also said Russian aircraft had stopped a Ukrainian attempt to deploy a group of soldiers by sea to the western side of Russian-annexed Crimea. Ukraine's pressing on with a slow-moving counter-offensive it launched 3 months ago, even as uncertainty grows over the scale of the future supply of weapons and ammunition from its western allies. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The U.S. State Department, in its first-of-its-kind report, has laid out Beijing's growing efforts to reshape the global narrative on China while spending billions of dollars to do so. The report includes buying content, creating fake personas to spread Beijing's message, and using repression to quash unfavorable accounts. State Department is warning that Beijing's global information campaign could eventually sway how decisions are made around the world and undermine U.S. interest. Beijing has slammed the report, calling it in itself disinformation as it misrepresents facts or truth. New York City's Democratic mayor is heading to Latin America with a message saying that New York City is at capacity.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's traveling to Latin America to discourage people from seeking asylum in the city as it struggles to handle a massive influx of migrants. New York City has absorbed almost 120,000 migrants just over the past year, with hundreds still arriving daily in need of housing and employment. Adams says he wants to give an honest assessment of the situation and tell people in Latin America that the city's shelter system has been overwhelmed and is at capacity. Adams has made a series of urgent pleas for a shift in federal immigration policy and for funding to help the city manage the arrival of migrants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in Thailand arrested a teenage gunman suspected of killing two foreigners.
A 14-year-old has been arrested in Thailand after a deadly shooting at a luxury mall in Bangkok on Tuesday. Police said the suspect had been receiving psychiatric treatment, but had skipped his prescribed medicine on the day of the incident.
The suspect is still young. He's protected by the Child Protection Act. I don't want the media to ask much about the suspect as he's still young.
That is Reuters' Olivia Zolino. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.